Wake-up call, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM. Coach Mark Rose joins us here. We all remember the 1999 football season in Tallahassee, one of the best ever.
Yep.
And the coach was a big part of that. He was on the sidelines. We had Derek on yesterday. Coach, he just called. I talked to him, and he's listening up in Knoxville, I guess, this morning, out getting ready for some work. Enjoyed that yesterday, and Coach, we appreciate you coming on this morning.
Hey, it's great to be here. Always great to talk about that team, and you know, that was a special season. Never will forget it, and you know, just a great bunch of folks to coach and be around.
You know, just to catch up with you where you are today, you're over at Russell County, and it's 20 years removed now, basically, since you were here in Tallahassee, and we were going to be meeting up with you in a spring football game, and it didn't happen, unfortunately. We were kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's been great. Been friends for a long time with Coach Battles, and we had that set up, but I'm sure we'll run it back next spring, and look forward to it. Got a lot of hungry kids over here, and really proud of the progress we made. And you know, reminds me of a bunch of hungry kids in Tallahassee. Probably not a bunch, just a few. We didn't have about 30, but what a special group. I know on Memorial Day, Derek was sending me articles on the from the season, the 10-0 and the 13-0 and 2 to go. And I said, you having a memorial for them folks we whooped the heck out of? He said, yes, sir. But, you know, I sent those to my players and told them, look, this guy's up there coaching in the Southeastern Conference, and you never forget your senior year in high school, and certainly was one of the best years of my coaching life, and a special season in a great place in Tallahassee.
You and Derek talk quite regularly, and he, you know, brought up my attention yesterday. And I thought this before, but I really, you know, haven't said much about it. But he's probably the most successful, certainly player in what he's done with football on the coaching side now that we've had come out of Tallahassee, when you think about it.
Oh, that's unbelievable, and how fast he's risen in the coaching ranks. It doesn't get any more competitive than coaching college football, and you know, he's a winner. We had a few run-ins early on, like the first few months, and he bought in, and the rest was history. I mean, he was a great leader for us, and you know, we got what we call a championship standard, and I made them guys live up to that. And you know, when you, and it was 24/7 on the field, off the field. And if you've never been exposed to that kind of standard like Coach Dye taught us, you can't stay around Nick Saban and John Gruden and Coach Pruitt, those guys he's been around. And you can't keep up with the pace, and you can't keep up with the standard. But, you know, my high school coach did it for me. And, you know, that's what it's all about. I look at these guys out here successful like Derek. You got Jess Thornton, I think he's the spokesman for the Alabama State Troopers. And I know Eric Cagle has a great business. Jared Blair goes on and on. Just a bunch of great guys. We've had a great staff. You know, Jared Jones has had a great career coaching. And, you know, it was a great time. And the reward for me comes with those guys being successful down the road, and it's just a blessing.
I have to go back because I remember you telling some of these stories back at the Rotary Club when you were going through that great year about your time coming up as a player with Coach Dye, which you just referenced there, just passed. And I want to get your thoughts on him as a person and a coach, and your time as an Auburn Tiger back in the late 80s.
Well, you know, I was drawn to Coach Dye. My high school coach was Jim Powell. He was a great, great coach in the state of Florida. He was actually from Dora, Alabama, and a hard-nosed football coach that played for Suge Jordan in 1956. he's so mean. When I got to Auburn, I thought Coach Dine, Wayne Hall, and them were nice. So, you know, he definitely prepared me for that. Talked with a lot of teammates over Coach Dye. Man, what a great man. A lot of things I've patterned after. Number one being let's raise good men. You know, we all start with that in our programs. And you know, Derek and I have talked about it, just the impact you can have on young people to hold them to a standard, make them do things right on and off the field. And Coach Dye, he loved his players. Also, very, very blunt and honest. You know, if you weren't doing the right thing, you didn't want to go in for that meeting in the spring that he had with every player. But fortunately, you know, all mine went very well because I didn't ever want to let him down. Actually, we got an invite for our players to go out to his farm June 27th and pay our respects. So we're looking forward to that. And the first year I was down at Tallahassee in the summer, he rode up one day with Wilson Jolly and watched a little bit of the workout. And I asked Derek if he remembered it. He didn't remember, but he came up and talked to him. And I told Derek he was probably too busy feeling sorry for himself. That was the first year, and I was running the heck out of him. But Coach Dye meant an awful lot to us. And you never really know until it happens, but I spent a lot of time on the phone with teammates over that week that he passed. And it's hard to believe you go up here to Auburn and no one won't see him anymore. But he made a great impact on a lot of our lives, was a father figure for a lot of my buddies and all of us. But, you know, there's some guys that didn't have a father, and he filled that void. And we certainly, that's a big part of my coaching philosophy, is to step in and help these young men and then get involved in their lives off the field.
You, after college, your first coaching job, was it with Smith Station as an assistant? Is that correct?
Actually, I was over at Demopolis as an assistant. I was a graduate assistant for Coach Dye for a year and a half. And then I went over as an assistant in Demopolis and then came back to Smith Station as an assistant.
And then the job for Tallahassee comes up. Tell how that happened, how it came to fruition.
Well, you know, I think I went over there and interviewed, and I think Coach Joe Witt was one of my first position coach at Auburn. And I believe he had some ties with Carl Stewart, who was a great man and, you know, still one of my favorite guys to ever work with. Coach Stewart is a great person and same kind of heart for kids that I had. I remember Coach Stewart called Joe Witt there at Auburn and asked him about Mark Rose, and Coach Witt said, I just told him simply, you better hire him. So I think Coach Witt helped me get in with his relationship with Coach Stewart, and we just jumped in there and went at it, and I thought we had a really, really positive first year, and, you know, won that first-round playoff game against Greensboro, which gave our guys a taste of it. We went down to T.R. Miller, and it was 6-0 at the half, and, you know, T.R. Miller was a power at that time. I think we got beat 38-6, but I encouraged our guys at the end of the game, said, hey, that's not your fault. They've been in the weight room for 6 years, and we've been in there for six months, but I know how to fix it.
Yeah.
So the next year in the semifinals, we were still playing, and they weren't. So you know, it was just a hungry group of kids, and Derek and I talked about that semifinal game where we came out in warm-ups and there wasn't a seat open in the house, and they were lined up down the street still down there. And what an atmosphere for those kids, and they earned it, they deserved it, and it was a great experience.
That game, the Jemison game, we lost 28-14. I mean, to kind of break down that game, obviously it was, I think it was 14 all in the second half early, and they pulled away.
Yeah, they led most of the first half. I think we tied it up with the touchdown pass to Brad Peters right before the half. And probably they had a little more depth and talent, but as our team did all year, we, and all I'll ever ask, they played their guts out for 48 minutes. And, you know, we didn't go there to lose, but what an experience playing in front of that capacity crowd there. Still one of the greatest memories I have in my coaching career. And our guys went out and laid it on the line and obviously made a special season. I remember game 10 against Dable. We come out and got down 10-0, and I called timeout, and I think they expected me to give them a pretty good blistering, but I really didn't. We were just a little overly excited, and I said, hey, look, now, yeah, I believe in y'all. Let's just calm down. Let's play ball. And we did. We fought back and won the game. And then it was just a special year.
Talk about the pressure of this undefeated season, because when you did get the 10 victories, it was the most in a regular season for Talis, even though we'd had undefeated seasons before. We'd not done it with a 10-game season. So, and getting down, as you mentioned, against Dayville and having to come back.
Well, you know, there's a confidence in that team. And, you know, I think Dayville was a rivalry. I remember it'd been a long, long time since Talis had beat Hanley. I think that was a huge win for us there. 21-6 or something. Big, right. Big win at home, getting over that hump. And then, you know, they just believed in each other. I think we had about seven of them probably playing both ways every snap, Derek being one of them. And, but we were as good a conditioned team as any in the country, I promise you. And, those long practices and all that dedication came through for us. And like I said, they believed in themselves. I said, hey, let's just calm down and go play football. And came back and won the game. And it turned out good because, you know, I went back and told them when we played Dayville in the second round, I said, look, they were one play from beating us. You know, if we'd have blown them out the first time, it'd been hard to make them believe that that you know, that they could even beat us. But in that second game, I don't know, it was 31-0 or something like that. This team, I've done put them through the fire, so they weren't going to crack under pressure.
And they certainly didn't when they went down to Mobile to play St. Paul's. And we talked with Coach Angela yesterday about that game. And that, you know, we had the great atmosphere here for the semifinal against Jemison, but there was something similar down there. And a crowd from Tallahassee that was very vocal. And it seems like we had, I don't know if that was when we had the milk jugs filled with something, rocks or whatever, but we made some noise down there for our guys. You might remember that.
I remember it well. An outstanding football team and still a great program down there. Actually, the coach now is Steve Mask, a friend of mine. But I tell you, the key to that ball game is we were out there on the field warming up, and their team came down that hill, and they were sort of hooping, hollering, mocking us, and making fun of our poor little old 28-30 squad. And I told my players, I said, don't say a word. But they charged us up, and we got off to a fast start with a lot of emotion. Because we just felt like we were disrespected. And, you know, of course, Derek had a great game. And we put a special coverage in. We've been cover three all year. And I told Coach Atkins, I said, listen, they throw this deep drag. And I got about seven films on them. I didn't see a single incompletion on the pass. They had a great running game. They'd fake in there and throw that deep drag. So I said, we're not going to play that. We'll let Justin Williams cover the wing man, and Derek's going to rob that drag route. And the first time they threw it, Derek caught it in stride. Took it down the sideline, I think got knocked out at 3 or 4 yard line. That was a huge start to the ball game.
At the end of the game, they have a chance to win it on a long kick. Kind of take us through that sequence.
Yeah, that was rather nerve-wracking because the guy had the leg to do it. But, fortunately, we got out to a lead and just kept fighting. And, I think he missed it wide right. But, what a huge win on the road for a little old team that not a lot of people had a lot of high expectations except for the coaches and players in that locker room, and what a huge win that was.
Bobby Payne was the mayor, and he served for a long time as mayor here in Tallahassee, and I can remember him going nuts on the field on that sideline after we won it. He was down there, and he had the purple and gold on, obviously. He would be wearing, gold pants and a purple jersey or something himself, but that was quite a finish and to set up for that semi. You know, and Coach, the semifinal, it was just our second time ever making it that far, and we had never hosted, a semifinal. The one we played before was down at Bruton, so it was quite the atmosphere, which you've already kind of talked about, to have that.
Yeah, I think the coaches asked me, did I care if they checkerboard the end zone purple and gold. I said, that's fine with me. Y'all do what you want to do. I'm going to be in here watching this film. But, what a special night.
Yeah, in that season, I asked Derek this yesterday, but, what were your expectations going in your second year? You were kind of now with the program and had a year under your belt, and your expectations and he felt good about them. I'm wondering what your stance was when you go in. Do you feel like this team's got a chance to really do a whole lot, or you just don't know?
Well, we felt good about it. We had some key returning guys, and we had great leadership with Derek and Justin Williams didn't say a whole lot. He led by his performance every week, but Jared Blair and, like I said, Jess Thornton, we had outstanding leadership, and anytime you do that and they're bought in, you know you have a chance. But I tell you, I think the day that I figured out we were probably going to be pretty good, we were practicing out there. You remember Coach Melton?
Of course, Davis Melton.
Yeah, he came out there, and kind of like us, all us old school guys, rather skeptical and high on the players back in the old days. But he came out to practice one day, and we were doing pursuit drill. And I'm just telling you, our guys, Coach Atkins had them there, and we were running to the football, and the effort was just absolutely unbelievable. And I remember Coach Melton looking at me and smiling, saying, Coach, we might have something. I said, well, I'll tell you what, Coach, what you don't know is we're 4 hours and 45 minutes into practice. And they still running like that. And he smiled wide, and he said, yeah, we got a chance. So, like I said, we had some long practices, and our guys just did whatever we asked of them, and I knew we were going to play 48 minutes. I knew that for sure.
Well, I guess this record's still true, and I don't know if you've got numbers. I know in back-to-back seasons that Justin Williams rushed for over 2,000 yards consecutively, and he would be around 5,000 for his career.
Right.
What about him as a player and a running back? It was basically the go-to guy on that offense.
Well, I remember coming in watching film, and him and Derek played a little bit the tail end of their sophomore year. I looked at something like that, and I said, man, this guy's got a little bit of ability. And I don't think he had about 200 yards the whole season, but he had one good game toward the end of the year, and we just went in and went to work, and I believe his first year he ran for 2,051 yards.
Yeah.
And you talk about tough now. He didn't weigh about 160, and tremendous desire, quickness, toughness, and he was special. You know, probably not the breakaway speed, but he'd drag people down the field, and he'd always find something in there, 4 or 5 yards, regardless of what was happening. So, yeah, he's one of the best players I ever coached.
He ended up with 2,500 plus the next year, his senior season, that final year, 99.
Yeah, just absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, not to mention he was playing every snap on defense over there.
Exactly.
And, you know, the guy could just go forever. And, you know, he I don't know, carried 25, 30 times a game. I think, if I remember right, we got beat by Booker T, Derek and Justin junior year, my first year over there, and one point game or something like that. So we were chomping at the bit to get a hold of them the second year. And I think he had 34 carries for 377 yards. So he was unbelievable, and we had guys fighting up front, and like I said, he was always going to find a crease in there somewhere.
That Booker T game where he just kind of showed out, is that one of the best performances you've seen from a running back? It is for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think most of the game we lined up in that unbalanced, and there wasn't any secret what we're going to do. And you know, really, I think in the second half it was like 14-6, so it was a tight ball game the whole way, and I think we kind of warmed down and came out 28-6, and that was a big win on the road for us. And you know, another time our guys just stepped up and got it done.
When it all kind of came to a close in 1999, there you had an offer that you just couldn't refuse to go to Dorchak's. Could you tell us about that? Because I know you said it was so tough. Because I remember talking to you about that.
It really was. You know, obviously I have ties to Auburn and all, so we love the area. I had a friend approach me, was actually coaching at Troy at that time. Coach Derek, one of his coaches, Don Jacobs, was offensive coordinator at Troy for Coach Blakeney. And he asked me about that job up there, and you know, yeah, they just basically put an offer on us that I couldn't refuse. I've been there twice now. Went back as a head coach for 5 years. You know, finishing up year before last when I came to Russell County. But I got a lot of great players. Had a couple guys, Ali Sharif and Tanae Patrick, that played at Alabama. Cam Robinson's in college ranks coaching now. I've been at UAB and been in the Canadian Football League, and he'll be a coaching star just like DA. I think he's 31, 32, and he's the defense coordinator at Fort Scott out there in Kansas. Very similar community. Was a lot of poor kids, and just so rewarding. Those guys, I got a thread with that we text and talk just about every day, and what it's all about to me, raising kids. Some of them guys started off with not much of a chance in life. And, you know, it's not a job to me. It's a calling, stepping in and raising kids that may be hurting or are from a bad situation. And it's such a blessing. I feel like the most blessed man on earth. Now I'm back in the area that we want to finish out. This will be my 30th year, and I've been so blessed. I tell all my young coaches that if you put the kids first, you raise them right. You refuse to give in to not having ethics and morals. You sit them down when they don't do the right thing in school. Then the Lord will bless you. And I just feel so blessed to see all my guys grow up and do so well. That's what it's all about to me.
I look at your career and you're still going strong. The team that you had obviously had a lot of good teams at all of these places, but you did make it to the Super Six as it was then with North Jackson in what have been your third season. You guys were so close to winning a state championship, finished 14-1 that year, and UMass Ryder team that's won a bunch of them, beat you in a close one 7-3. Talk about how close it was, and boy, I know it's tough to swallow when you're that close.
You, it still haunts me. We were up 3-0 with 5 minutes left in the game. And we had a defense that had gone 18 out of 19 scoreless quarters in the playoffs. And would have been 19 out of 20. We picked up a first down on our own 39 with 5 minutes left and fumbled the ball. And they went down, made a diving catch. I think Terry's 8-0 now in the state championship games, Terry Curtis.
Right.
A good friend. And, I sort of feel like we let them off the hook there because we definitely had them. And, that's a hard one to swallow. But once again, our kids went down there and laid it on the line, had them shut out. And just one of those things you learn from. And I took up from my running back that fumbled. I mean, we wouldn't even been down there if it wasn't for him. So it wasn't on him. We had 100 plays in that game. We could have made a play. Win the game, and as I said, our guys went down and laid it on the line, and that's all I ever asked them. But it was a special moment back in Legion Field, and like I said, I have lifelong relationships with those folks up there.
You know, you've won everywhere, and some of these places really not doing so well. Like Smith Station hadn't had a lot of winning seasons. You went all the way to the third round with them your final year there, but you went back to North Jackson, as you mentioned, and now you're going to a place where it has certainly been a struggle over the years at Russell County. But I talked with you earlier this week, and you were very optimistic. So tell us about what you expect. I know you've got high expectations.
I'll tell you what, now these guys are as hungry as any kids I've ever been around. It starts with the superintendent, Dr. Brenda Coley. She was raised here in this district, and come to find out, she was at Auburn the same time I was. And, when I come down and meet with her, it was just, we call it the divine connection. She's such a woman of character and ethics, and she's helped us build a great team. I got a great coaching staff. Our kids have absolutely bought in. We come back off the 2.5 month break or whatever, and we got 70 plus every day out there at 6 a.m. And I mean, they're as hungry as I've ever been around. It's been 20 years since they've had a winning season here, but I got no doubt in my mind that we will get there because our kids, it means so much to them. And like I said, we've built a super staff. I've got Brandon Hall I've hired over from Central Phoenix City's state championship team. He's the best D-line coach in the state. He's coached with – he actually played with Derek at Troy. Clinton Britton was with me at Smith Station. He's my defensive coordinator. Cody Keene is my offensive coordinator. His daddy was a great coach in this state for a long time. And Dr. Coley has helped us build a tremendous staff over here. And like I said, we got some kids as hungry as I've ever seen. And we're gonna, it's like I've told them, it's kind of like the Talisay deal. When they've struggled for a little while, it's one thing to win at a place like North Jackson. It's won about all the time, but that season at Talisay, they're just going to explode when we get this thing done. And really looking forward to it and enjoying every day. Still up at 4 in the morning, riding, picking folks up everywhere around the country. I know, I think every road in Elmore County, I know every road in Smith Station, I've been there twice, and now I know every road in Hertzboro, Seal, Fort Mitchell, and but you know, I tell everybody I haven't had a player miss a workout for not having a ride in 22 years.
Man,
we're not gonna let any kid fail because of his home situation. And I'm a dispatcher in the morning. I got about 15 coaches picking them up all over this area, but you know, it certainly is rewarding, and I'm excited about our program here. And like I said, we got some of the best kids I've ever been associated with. I think they've been sort of sold short over the years, but they're as hungry as I've ever been around.
I know you're expecting football because you're ready for it, and I know you missed it this past spring when it stopped and the season was over before it got started. But I guess, you know, all plans are go for everybody right now. Is that what you expect?
Yeah, I mean, we just keep rolling and pray that everybody stays safe. But we're going out there and getting about 3 hours in every morning, Monday through Thursday. And like I said, the kids have really bought in. I expected we sent them workouts over the break, but you know, I think if it was this time last year, they would all come back out of shape. But they were sending me videos. They were working out every day. And I think we've changed the culture. And you know, we expect to be all systems go. And hopefully we can all, you know, like I said, stay safe and play some football.
Well, Coach, we hope that's the case, and I certainly appreciate you giving us some time. And as you told me, you listen when you can. We appreciate that as well. We hope we'll get to see you next season for that spring game, and wish you the best this 2020 football campaign.
Well, I'll tell you what, you coming along at the time you did when we had that special season, I still remember the sound bites you put out, and just added to the excitement of our town there at Tallahassee, and you do a great job, man. And out there just like we are helping kids, and it's such a blessing to be on with you this morning. And Tallahassee's a great place. I still have a lot of friends there, and obviously some of the best memories of my coaching career that'll never fade.
Well, Coach, thanks again, good luck. We'll talk soon. Hope we'll have you on. I'm glad we got to do this, because this has been so fun for us with 100 years of Tallahassee football, the century in the making, as we say, this 100th season coming up. We're able to touch base with you guys. We let it be too long. We won't let that happen again, all right?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll tell you what, now, if we get this thing back going next spring, let's talk several times and you know, get a big crowd and get together and play some football.
We will definitely plan on doing that. Thanks again, Coach. Talk soon, all right?
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Coach Mark Rose, former Tallahassee Tiger coach, now over at Russell County, getting ready for another season. He said 30 years in the business.
That's crazy.
Yeah?
30 years, man.
23 as a head coach. And he's been a really good one, too.
And he's been successful everywhere he's been. I mean, he's made the championship game, had several, you know, semifinal teams.
And if it can be turned around – at Russell County, he's the guy to do it, I can guarantee
you that. Absolutely.